So welcome today, everyone, for Digital Makeover for 2017. Learn the essentials to create your best digital profile and how to use it. Gone are the days you could just reach out to potential candidates on LinkedIn and find candidates and fill roles. You must have a strong digital presence, as this is where potential clients and candidates are starting the people-finding process. If they cannot find you, then you're certainly missing out on business. Over 75% of professionals are passive, and the way people search and apply for jobs is certainly changing. You need to start by having a plan, building relationships with your core intent audiences through the digital channels that they're active on, and by creating content that's relevant, relatable, shareable, and in order to start engaging with them. Digital marketing doesn't need to be overwhelming. You can start small, and there are loads of tools to help you if you've got limited time, money, and obviously resources. Your clients and candidates are driving change, and digital is now an integral part of your business. If you want to thrive and not die in our digital world, this is certainly the new reality. If you're not embracing digital and educating your team in 2017, then get prepared to be left behind. Out of today, all being well, your learning outcomes are going to be why and how digital is impacting the recruitment industry, why you need a digital footprint and can help grow your business and, of course, your personal brand, where most recruiters go wrong with digital and the simple tactics to fix it, where to start with a limited budget, time and resources, and, of course, tools and tactics to help you learn and do digital better. About Tanya and digital conversations, Tanya Williams is the chief of everything. Love the title, Tanya, at Digital Conversations. Her favourite words are action, execution, leverage and visibility, which is the essence of what she does for her clients. She has 20 plus years of experience in traditional marketing, sales, digital, e-commerce and innovative technologies, and helps recruiters become more digitally savvy to future-proof their business and build strong internal and external customer communities. She's passionate about creating digital savvy individuals and businesses so they can work smarter, not harder, using digital technology and tools. Her personal mantra is never let anyone dull your sparkle. And boy, she does that really well. And she's made a little quote here that she does that by wearing 4-inch heels. Good on you, Tanya. Tanya, welcome. It's an absolute pleasure to have you on the show today, and I really appreciate your time. Thank you very much. Over to you.
Thank you, Cole, and thanks everyone for taking some time out of their day to join in this webinar for RecTech. And it's great to be part and have this conversation. It's a very big conversation, so there's a lot to cover, but we're going to kick it off, and hopefully we can cover as much as we can to make you guys walk away and be more digitally savvy as we go through. So you don't really need to say too much more about who I am. I think Cole's covered most of that. But we're going to look at your digital footprint, you know, starting with what you actually have, you know, where a lot of recruiters go wrong, and I work with a lot of recruiters, so I understand the space, some great tools that you can use and some tips to get you and your team becoming a bit more digitally savvy. So I'm going to whiz through my story stuff because Cole's covered most of that, as I said. But, you know, I've been in your shoes. So if you are overwhelmed by digital, I totally understand that space. When I started my first e-commerce store, I was very much the same, and really my eyes would glaze over when I spoke to the web developer because I was like, what are you talking about? So I totally get that, but I've done the hard yards and made all mistakes and learnt about all the shortcuts as well. So that's where I can help all my clients and the people that I talk to become a bit smarter and how they're using some of those digital technology and tools. And the one very important thing that you missed there, Cole, was that I love pink. And you guys will obviously see that as you go through the presentation.
Purple for Kasia. Yeah, it's one of those ones anyway.
So why is digital important for business in 2017? I mean, we really do live in a different space these days. I mean, you just think about how you use digital technology yourself personally, you know, and how you're using your phone and your website and Google and those sorts of things. Well, it's the same from a business point of view as well. So, you know, digital is really changing the way recruiters are doing things. And I think most of the important points out of this particular slide is one, it's really being driven by candidates and clients. So they have an expectation on you as a recruiter to be on the channels that they're on and communicating the way that they want you to be communicating. So sorry guys, it's actually all about them. But it can really help amplify your reach when you have a small budget. And that's the great thing about digital. You can really test on tiny budgets and see what works and then sort of delve in a little bit deeper. And we know that there's a massive passive market out there, and there are opportunities for you to reach out to them using digital in the right way. So plenty of opportunity, which is the great thing about all this sort of stuff. Now, a lot of the conversations that I have with recruiters, I see a lot of common themes in terms of their challenges. So a lot of the time, it's just not knowing where to start. It is overwhelming, I totally understand. There are lots of options, there are plenty of challenges, and knowing where to start is probably the first place that most people sort of tip up. And usually they just go, it's all too hard, so therefore I'm not going to do anything. Or they just copy what others are doing, which means that you're just doing exactly the same as what your competitors are doing, and that really does nothing for your authenticity of your brand, and it's not going to help you break through the noise. And that's, you know, one of the other key challenges is, you know, how do I be different and look different to what every other recruiter in my space is doing? You know, a lot of recruiters aren't building online talent pools. It's all just about pushing out content that's relevant to you as a business but not relevant to your audience, so you're not nurturing those relationships. And one of the big things, and I think like, I swear 99% of people that I talk to don't look at their analytics and their data, which is crazy because your Google Analytics, your social media insights, the data that you can pull from everything you're doing give you a snapshot of who's there and what they're looking at and what content's working for you. So it's really important to look at that stuff. So that's one of the big tips for today, guys. So really just take that away. And they're not investing time and resources into it. I think a lot of people think that digital can just happen overnight, and yes, it's quick and easy to implement things, but getting results takes time. So you need to put some time and resources and some budget into this stuff and give yourself some realistic expectations and give yourself some time to get it all happening. And, of course, the biggest barrier, I think, is fear. Would you agree with that one, Cole?
Yeah, look, I think it's a really tricky one. I mean, particularly for, you know, someone, you know, who's getting a little bit later in their years. When I first started approaching digital and social, it was almost like, you know, you're out in the wilderness and you're shouting into the wilderness and all you hear is your own, you know, voice or the sounds that you're making coming back at you, you know. It's one of those ones, I suppose, where as long as you're making the right noise, eventually someone perks up and listens. And you make a really, really good point there, particularly in terms of making the right noise. There's so much noise out there. I mean, I use the term about information being infobesity, but you know, noise obesity. It's about, you know, making that right noise so you actually get noticed. And you're so right. You know, the fear piece. It's actually okay. You know, some people aren't comfortable with public speaking. Some people aren't you know, overly comfortable, you know, particularly first-time sales call when you've been trying hard to get in front of a customer. But you've got to overcome that fear, and the best way to do that, I guess, is to be guided by professionals like yourself and have someone there mentoring you and holding your hand.
Yeah. I mean, it's about building on your foundations and starting small and growing. And I think, as you said, just, you know, thinking, okay, I need to do this, and how do I do this sensibly and in a way that's relevant is probably, you know, one of the important things to do. So in terms of a digital footprint, you know, what is a digital footprint? You know, it's all the stuff that you leave behind on the internet. So, I mean, you think about it. If anyone's Googled themselves and you can see what comes up in those Google searches, that forms part of your digital footprint. So it's all about that data and that you leave behind. And, you know, I know when I've Googled myself, there's been stuff come up from like 9 years ago on old blogs and so forth. So the more you have out there and the more of the great content and the right things that you have out there, the bigger your digital footprint and the bigger your visibility. So it's really important to be getting the right types of information out there. I mean, a digital channel is where you get found. That is your first impression. So, you know, the first place most people go to now is Google. And, you know, you've got to have some sort of a presence, you know, and we can get on to social media channels in a little bit. But, you know, people are looking for you on digital channels. It's their first port of call. So that's why it is so important from a business point of view. And it's really becoming more important than a you know, the CV or a bio or any of those sorts of things. Now, the first place I know a lot of recruiters that I talk to go is they'll go and look at someone's LinkedIn profile or their Facebook page and, yeah. and get a bit of a snapshot about someone. So we know that people are using it. I know you guys are already using that to look at your candidates as well. And absolutely everything you do forms that footprint. And it's a credibility piece, you know. I know myself, if I go onto a website and it looks like it's 10 years old and it's out of date and I can't find the information, I've got no interest in doing business for that company. And I know that sounds harsh, but I want to know I can get onto someone's profile or Facebook page or whatever and get the relevant information from there, and I'm going to be much more likely to engage with that brand. So, you know, your digital footprint is really important, but I think most important is understanding that everything is actually really connected. So the first place to start if you're even thinking about using digital is, what are your objectives for using it, you know? So often I talk to businesses and say, okay, well, you know, what are your objectives? And they're like, oh, not really sure, the boss told me I had to do it or our competitors are doing it. You know, that's the wrong reason. You need to really clearly establish why you want to do digital, and then that needs to align with your business goals as well, and then everything that you do under that forms part of that integration into that digital mix. So, you know, if you're thinking about it, understand why you want to do it is probably my first point. Mm. Do you have anything else to add there, Cole?
Yeah, I think what I'd be interested to ask you is, you know, in terms of the digital profile impact, you know, how does that actually really affect, you know, the day-to-day of the recruiter? You mentioned Facebook, you mentioned LinkedIn.
The big thing is it's that first impression. Like I've been onto, you know, LinkedIn, for example, if I've been looking for a particular company or whatever, and I can look at a CEO who doesn't even have a profile photo. Mm. So that forms, like, that gives me the impression to go, wow, okay, CEO should be leading this stuff. Mm. So if they don't have a profile photo, and it's just something as simple as that, that leaves an impression on me as a potential supplier, customer, client, and so forth. So that digital profile, is what's going to give you that credibility and showcase your brand. So I think that's why it's so important as part of your overall marketing mix.
Mm. And are you seeing, you know, in the market, I mean, there's been a lot of talk, obviously, you know, video is another thing that, you know, people are focusing on, you know, video profiles potentially on LinkedIn. Obviously, you know, we've talked about, you know, video CVs for many, many years. What are you seeing in that space and the growth in that space, particularly affecting recruiters as well and how they get themselves
out? Yeah, look, video, every business should be doing video. I think some of the stats that came out of Google were 74% of online traffic this year is going to be Google, is going to be video. And we're seeing that with them rewarding web sites that have video content on them. You know, Facebook are giving people more reach and engagement if you're uploading video content to your Facebook pages and so forth. So, I mean, video is a great way of seeing someone's personality, showing behind the scenes, really sort of engaging on a more personal level. It's totally different to, you know, reading something on a web page than looking at a video to see the person behind the scenes talking about why they love what they do or whatever it might be. So video, especially if, you know, from a client and candidate point of view, you know, as a candidate in the past, I have sent videos to recruiters and employers as a way to stand out, you know. So I think it's an underutilised tool, and still a lot of businesses aren't utilising it anywhere near where they need to be.
Yeah. And, look, you're so true. I mean, I was with a client yesterday, the last couple of days, doing some consulting, and we were talking about brand and I'd recommend that they speak to you, but we were talking about, you know, when you're in a train and maybe even 7 years ago, maybe not even that long ago, you're standing in the train, you're travelling from Central to Wynyard, people are looking around and looking for things to do. Now everybody's head is down at 45 degrees and they're looking at their phone, they're watching video and scrolling through. And everyone's on social. Everybody's using their smartphones or their mini iPads or Androids or whatever the case may be. But you can't help, you know, particularly when we work in the industry that we work in, looking at people's behaviours. People are searching and looking at you and looking at their constituency all the time, you know.
Yeah, definitely. And that behaviour is really important. So in terms of where to start, and I mean, this is a very common issue that I find when I'm talking to a lot of recruiters. And look at what you already have. You know, most businesses will have a website. You've got some sort of a database. You know, you have data and insights already. So every website should have Google Analytics on it. You've got, you know, data from, you know, if you send email marketing, if you've got, you know, any sort of social media pages, you know, you've got brand collateral, we'll start that again. Applicant tracking system, like social, like there's so many things that you probably already have.
Yeah.
So that's probably the best way to start is go, look at what I've already got. Mm. But the most important thing that everyone seems to forget is everything starts with your clients and your candidates. Absolutely everything is about them. You know, you need to understand who they are. You need to create content that they want you to create. You need to understand who that customer is. And from a digital marketing point of view, we call that creating sort of customer personas and really understanding what they want to know, what channels they're on, because at the end of the day, no one cares, guys. Sorry. They really don't. You've got to remember that your clients and your candidates only care about how you can solve a problem that they have. And I think that's the starting point. So it's like reverse engineering what a lot of people are actually doing now, where they're going, hey, I'm going to put this content out there. They don't actually ask their audience or understand their audience and know what they actually want to find out about. And I think it's a bit of a change in mindset for recruiters to understand that this is not about you. It's about your candidates and your clients. So listen to what they're telling you, because that in itself can make a massive difference in the results that you're going to get from all of your digital marketing efforts.
Yep.
And there's plenty of places to go and get some of this information as well. There are free resources everywhere. So I'm just going to quickly move through this slide, but you can see, YouTube and Reddit and SlideShare and global reports from your industry and census and, you know, going to meetups and events and so forth and having these conversations with people and saying, hey, you want to know more about, you know, what you're looking for when it comes to dealing with a recruiter and so forth. You know, looking at your insights. There is a ton of information already there that most people don't even look at or are not tapping into as they should be. So doesn't know that costs a cent. It's all just about taking a little bit of time and effort to understand your market. But the most important goal is delivering the right message at the right time to the right people on the right platform. I mean, and that it obviously sounds pretty simple, but it's not as simple to do that. But, you know, once you've identified the right person, then you can create content and then you can do your marketing. Because if you don't know who you're talking to, how do you know what you should be creating for them? You know, and I see it every day. Do you have anything to add there, Cole?
Yeah, so what are you seeing the biggest challenges that recruiters are actually having with digital?
Look, one of the biggest things that I see is they go, oh, we've got social media, we do social media, and you look at their social media pages and all they are job posts. That's not doing social media. Yeah. That is sharing job posts and it's all about you pushing out your content, but they're not starting conversations online. And a lot of them aren't starting those conversations with candidates. And I wrote a blog post about this on LinkedIn only on Monday about being reached out to by a number of recruiters and they're not hearing anything back from them. So there was an opportunity there for them to engage with me. I can be a referrer, you know, all these sorts of opportunities. But they spent all this time and effort on finding me and sending me an email, but then nothing happened from there. Mm. And I see that sort of activity a lot where there's an initial contact and then that's it. Nothing else. So I think there's some really simple opportunities and the basic stuff that a lot of the big and small recruiters are just really missing. They're just missing the whole point.
Hmm. Yeah. Good point. And so what are where are the recruiters going wrong? Which obviously leads into the next slide.
So there's a number of common issues, I suppose. And, you know, certainly the first one is not understanding why digital integrates and why that should be a priority. And we sort of covered some of those priorities in the earlier slides. But, you know, as, you know, recruiting is a traditional industry, so digital really needs to start to integrate with that. And we're not just talking from an external point of view as well. It's even things like systems and the stuff that's happening from technology that you're using and, you know, your CRMs, you know, all those sorts of things. So don't just think about digital as a customer-facing exercise. It's also how can we be using it smarter within our business. And a lot of businesses aren't considering that at all. And, you know, I've had conversations where people go, oh, you know, I've been doing this for so many years, I don't need to change. And it's like, well, you might not think you need to change and things like me might be okay now, but guess what? Your clients and your candidates are wanting you to change to some sort of degree and start to communicate with them on these channels. Starting with the wrong things as well. I've had conversations in the last few weeks with a couple of people, and they want to go off and spend a huge amount of money on building apps and doing all this stuff. And it's like, guys, like, what do you want to do that for when you've got the, you're not doing the basics right? So I think it's starting and investing in the wrong things a lot of the time. You know, not building the foundation piece. So again, it's the basic stuff that I see so many people getting wrong. And it's all going to start from the basics and you build on that. Again, allocating time and resources is another big issue. Expectations again, unrealistic expectations of, oh, I've been doing social media for a month, why am I getting results? It's like, guys, it doesn't work like that. You know, you've got to take time and the effort to build these communities and have conversations with them. You can't think that I'm going to start using digital and all of a sudden tomorrow I'm going to have, you know, 20 leads sitting here. It's a bit more complex than that, but it does take time to do that. Thinking that it's going to transform your business overnight, again, it's unrealistic. It's not going to happen. It will transform your business, but it's going to take some time to do that. And I think you need to be aware of that and be prepared for that as well. LinkedIn is one that annoys me quite a bit when all I see is job posts coming up on my feed. You know, if you're going to use LinkedIn, think about how you can use it to build communities and have conversations with people, not just, hey, I'm looking for a person for this particular job, and then that's all I hear and see from you. They're going to do that if you're mixing it up and providing me with some great content that I might want to share as well. You know, as I said, not building online communities and not educating your team. You know, if you've got a recruitment team, why are you educating them on how they can be using digital day-to-day to make their lives easier, to help you reach more candidates and to help you guys build more commissions? That's, you know, in a nutshell. When it comes to their actual digital channels, you know, things like when you go to someone's website and they're not capturing their website traffic in any way. So a simple example is if there's some sort of a newsletter sign up. You know, if someone's coming to your website, you need to grab them and go, right, you're on my website, now how do I keep in contact with you? You know, not giving people a reason to stay connected with you. Great, I come to your website, there's nowhere, I can't subscribe to your blog, I can't sign up to a newsletter, there's absolutely no reason why I'd ever want to come back here. So you need to give people a reason. And you need to make that sort of upfront, and it needs to, again, always be about them. Simple things like automation. You know, if someone signs up to a newsletter, and I hate that word newsletter, so don't call it a newsletter, but you can set up simple automation in the background that triggers content that goes out to them regularly, that educates them and keeps you top of mind, that doesn't cost anything to do. It just costs time to set up. This is a really big one, so I want to make a big point of this, that you need to move people from your social channels to your own channels, okay? Yeah. You do not own your audience on Facebook, for example. So if you've got 500 fans on Facebook, that's fabulous, but you need to find ways to get them to your own channels. Now, your own channels are the stuff that you can control. So again, your blog, your newsletter, you know, other you know things on your website where you can go, great, now I can stay in contact with you. And guaranteed at some point this will happen, and Facebook are actually already doing that because organic reach is like something like 2.5%. It's crazy. So they're already starting to take some of that back and say, well, if you want to reach your audience, you're going to have to pay for them.
Yep.
It's going to get to a point where there's going to be no organic reach. So you want to start to move people from your social channels to the channels that you can control. Like that's a, if you just take one thing away from today, you know, do something about that. Building communities keeps coming up. I know I keep bringing it up. But it's really important from a recruiting point of view to not just, you know, focus on, oh, quick, I need to place a candidate or, you know, for a client. I need to have communities of people who you can, you know, build these long-term relationships with. Consistency is another big one as well, where you'll go onto a, you know, someone's page and there's 5, you know, posts today and there hasn't been any for 3 months.
Yeah.
So you've got to be consistently in touch with your audience. It's not just about when you think I need to get some business.
Yeah.
Overall, you need to be, you know, having a consistent approach. And yeah, I can hear you say, yeah, you agree with that, right?
I couldn't agree. I couldn't agree more with you. I've been, you know, I put my hand up. I've been guilty of it myself in lack of consistency.
There you go. So you're going to start to be more consistent now, aren't you, Cole?
I've been a very good boy. I think I've been consistently annoying to a number of people. So, you know, it's getting that balance right.
Yeah. And I suppose one of the other areas is trying to do too many social channels as well. You know, I think most people go, oh, I have to be on everything. And it's like, no, you don't. You start with your audiences. And even if that's one or two channels, just do that. do them well and again, have that consistency and start those conversations, because if you don't have the resources and you don't have, a person that's dedicated to this full time, chances are you're not going to be able to manage, four social media channels and blogs and video and everything else. So think about how, from a social media point of view, you can be a bit more effective and smarter with your time. Don't just use social media to post jobs either. Don't do it. I mean, it's got to be more than that. You've got to be educating your audience and adding value to them, because if you're not adding value to them, why do they want to connect with you? It's as simple as that. Yeah. So I'd say it's just like putting money into a bank account. All this digital stuff, you're not going to get anything out of it unless you put in. It's, I think that's a pretty good analogy. And at the end of the day, you're not trying to reach everybody. You're only trying to reach an ideal client or a candidate. It's not about trying to reach millions of people. It's about who's right for you, and there are plenty of ways to do that.
So for the
so one of the things that I think.
Sorry there, Tanya. I was just about to ask you the question. So how can recruiters engage and help their candidates? With their digital profile, which I think you're just about to get into.
I'm just about to exactly get into that very question. So I think, and I know that a lot of recruiters, that's not your job to do. It's like, my job is to, to place candidates for our clients. But, a lot of the time the candidates get forgotten about in terms of helping them be better candidates. So one of the things that I created was a short little mini course that does exactly that. So if you've got candidates who you're going, look, I'd love to put you in front of someone, but your digital profiles are really not good and I can't put you in front of a potential client, they can go off to a little short course and understand how they can look better. So that means that you, as a recruiter, you can then go and put them in front of more clients and then hopefully get more placements and so forth. So I think helping candidates be better candidates, even though technically, yes, that's probably not part of your job, but if you can help educate them, then, do you think they might be a bit more loyal to you as a brand? Do you think that they might go, hey, these guys are actually really helping me, and I'm not just a number, I'm not just another face where it's just all about placing me quickly. It's about actually helping me in my career. And if you can be doing that for your candidates, one, you're going to build that brand loyalty, they're going to love you, they're going to start to trust you, and guess where they're going to come back first time, next time they need a role? They're going to come back and look to you. So don't just forget about them once you've placed them. I think that's really important. You're trying to build a relationship with these guys.
Yeah, look, couldn't agree more with you. I think that, for years and years and years, I mean, it was only just recently I met someone I hadn't seen for a couple of years on the weekend, and this young lady sort of said to me, look, I'm good, I'm interested in looking around for another role. Can you have a look at my CV? I mean, we've been doing this for years, regarded as experts in our field. This is the evolution, right? This is the evolution of what we've been doing. Sure, the CV, that's one thing, but getting your candidates more savvy in terms of what they're getting out there digitally is absolutely critical, as we all know, and you've covered off in right throughout this conversation. We are the experts.
Yeah, that's right. And we know that recruiters, they're doing that themselves. They're going and looking at someone's LinkedIn profile or their Facebook pages or whatever. And I had a conversation with a client last year who had come across this candidate and went, oh, great, she looks great. Yeah. They looked on her Facebook page and went, no, we're not even going to interview her. Just simply by what was on that page, and they went, you know what, this doesn't reflect well on her at all. So she was trying to put on, obviously, a very professional face when it came to applying for the job, but her digital profile just let it down totally. So they just went, no, not even interviewing it. And I've heard that story a number of times. So I think, helping them with that is going to help recruiters in the long run as well. So a few tools as well. So I'm going to go through this really quickly because I know we're running short on time. But there are plenty of tools out there, guys, to use to help you do this stuff. So maybe note some of these down, and I can also send a resource post session with a heap of great tools that you can use. So things like Canva for creating content, WordSwag is an app. If you curate content, so it's not always just about creating it. There's, DrumUp, Crate, Feedly, just to name three. There are tons of different resources. Buffer's another one where you can actually pull relevant content from to share with your audience. If you're going to do video, certainly things like Animoto, Boomerang, Hyperlapse, which are all apps. Scheduling content, Buffer and Hootsuite are probably the main ones there. And, look at your analytics. WordPress for a website is probably one of the best platforms to use, and having Google Analytics on that as well. And then from a, I suppose, general point of view, I use a tool often called Screencast-O-Matic. So I'll record a lot of screencast type stuff and little webcam things right in front of my laptop. Free tool, easy to use, great for shooting short videos. Dropbox, obviously, I think most people use Dropbox these days. Pocket is one that I'm absolutely loving, and it's probably similar to Evernote. So if you use Evernote, you'll sort of be familiar with the premise. But I'll often come across articles or blogs or something. I think, oh, I want to read that, but I don't have time to read it now. And it allows me to save it with a click of a button into Pocket and read it later on either my mobile device or my laptop. So it syncs across devices. So great tool, Trello, Camcard. Like I can talk digital tools all day long because there are so many fabulous tools out there. Literally, we could have a whole day session on that because it's just awesome. So
yeah.
So let's go, I suppose, some key takeaways from today. So I think the first thing is, guys, have a plan. Have a strategy, have a roadmap, understand how you're going to get from where you are now to where you want to be. You know, segment your audience. You really need to get to know them, who they are, what channels they're using, and so forth. So take some time to do that. There are tools and resources, free ones to use, as I said, so there's plenty of those which will make your lives so much easier, believe me, like it will save you hours. Using automation as well, and there's, again, simple ways to do that. Digital is not just about external facing, it's how you can use it internally to help your own systems and processes. You know, allocate time and resources. Don't think you're going to improve your digital channels if you're not going to allocate some time and resources to it, because it just won't happen. Video, as we mentioned, do video. Video is amazing. You're going to get so much more engagement with your audience if you're going to start to use video. And be realistic. You've got to, you know, be realistic on the sorts of results that you're going to get. Set KPIs and metrics is a big one as well. So a lot of the conversations that I have with recruiters is they don't set any KPIs. I'm like, well, guys, how are you measuring what's working? You know, what you need to set, you know, what your KPIs and those goals are, so then you can look at your metrics every week to see what's working and what's not working. I mean, how else are you going to improve? Look at your data, as I said, and set priorities and train your team. You know, they're really simple ways to do all this sort of stuff, but you do have to allocate some time and resources to it, and you've got to share some knowledge with your team and help them understand how to use all this stuff. I have a ton of free resources that you can access also. So on my YouTube channel, I think there's over 120 videos now. I've got a digital recruiter group on LinkedIn where we're having conversations, so please come and join up there. I've got online training, we do custom workshops, there's ebooks and resources. So a lot of this stuff is, there's, you know, obviously free, and then there's paid stuff, but there's plenty of resources where you can tap into and get loads of information. So there you go. I'm done talking now, Cole. Over to you.
Tanya, look, unbelievable action-packed 36 minutes that we've been going. It was just incredible. And so much information. And the takeaway certainly from my perspective, you know, and my messages to the audience is if you're you're looking for ways to engage, grow your business, and certainly get your digital profile right. Pick the phone up and contact Tanya. She's doing a lot of fantastic work out there. I admire your energy and tenacity with what you're doing, and even just leading into the webinar today, which has been testament to the number of people that are on the webinar. You've driven a lot of that, so well done. Tanya's got a number of different workshops coming up. She mentioned offline with me today that she was heading to Sydney and Melbourne shortly. She's Brisbane-based like myself. But please, feel free to reach out to Tanya, when you can. And of course, the recording of this webinar will be available in our resources channel on our website, as per pretty standard operating procedure with regards to RecTech webinars. So you can jump on our website, share with your team, share with your bosses, and say, hey, take half an hour out of your day. It'll be the best half an hour that you'll spend this month, and have a listen to this. Tanya, you've made some fantastic points. I think some of the hot topics that people are talking to me about. They're talking about AI, they're talking about machine learning, they're talking about analytics,
yes.
Analytics and communities, talent hubs, human hubs, you know, aligning yourself with the right digital platforms is going to be key, obviously, to the future of recruitment. And I think, you know, probably the key takeaway for me in the conversations I'm having with CEOs and organisations around the traps is very much about AI and digital. So you're in a good space, there's no doubt, and you're a great expert, and I do appreciate your time. I have given people the opportunity to ask any questions before we close out. Typically what happens, with these sessions is that people absorb it and then usually come back with questions later. So there doesn't appear to be
Answering questions. There's a lot
that
we covered a lot, so.
But there doesn't appear to be any questions there in the console, which is probably testament to the level of detail that you've gone through to today. So, in that instance, we might draw this to a close. Tanya, as I said, is easily contactable digitally. Tanya, thanks again so much for your time today. It's really appreciated, and thank you to the audience today as well. I hope you really enjoyed the conversation, and I look forward
thanks.
To catching
up. Thanks for inviting me.
It's absolutely pleasure to have
great.
You.
Great, thank you.
We're back again on the 21st of February with special guest Dan Maguire from Cube19. And ironically, we're going to be speaking about AI, artificial intelligence, and the disruption this is actually causing to our industry. But until then, have a great finish to your week, and of course, be well. Take care, everyone. Thank you. Thanks, Daniel.
Thanks, Cole.